Nach Scheife Neus Chaya. Und sie bestellt Kol Scheife von Behema Neus Yunus. Sie daschen Kol Scheife von Behema Kol Scheife von Behema Yeshne Bechla Nach Scheife Neus Chaya. Therefore, since the girl is Bechla not to live with the Behema, he's also Bechla the sister not to be Nach Scheife. Therefore, the Rav Nach Scheife also applies to Benech. Rav Lazer Reina Atal Akraim, there's also Mitzvah again on Klein, on the type of Klein of putting different animals together. Or growth in different trees. You know, I mean, how do we know this? Or Mashmur, the Yomakra, the Pesach says, El Chukai Sai Tishmu, the means Chukim Shechakak, the Mechor Kvar, the Chukim that I've made up for you already, is Behem the Chulai Sai be a Klayim, the Sai the Chulai Sai be a Klayim. That these two Yisrim, that goes in the Pesach, that is Chukai Sai Tishmu Lechem. So Ma Behem the Chor, Bahavur, Av Sai the Chor be a Kovar. Just like by Behem Tukha means by Vor, don't put different animals together. Seb Chos means by Kova, don't grow the trees together. Ma Behem Tukha, just like the animals, Behem Bosa and Chutz, or twice, both in Eretz Yisrael, both in Chutz Lerz, you can't grow, put different animals together, you can't make them live together. It is Av Seb Chos. That's what the person says in your field, you should not grow different trees together, it applies Behem Bosa, Behem Chutz Lerz. And the Miyat Chutim Arisar, is Shematim Et Chukaisa, this Mishpatai, החוקים שחקקתי לכם כבר, חוסם ושמעת מחוקי עשר בהשתו, חוכס חוקי עשר תשמו, חוקים ומקור תשמו. רשי, זה קורא שני, זה יחסיר בחורתו כולו, הוכנם ונצטר לצד, אלא מיד ושמעת מחוקי עשר, גוזם הום עוד התאיר. שוואנת בנירת עוד עשר מסוג בנתאיר, שמה הוכי יחסיר את חוקי עשר תשמו, תריפתם חוקים ומצוויס, שמירו דמש מחוקים ומקור. Yeah, so therefore only here does it mean only these two chukim apply to Ben Melech, but Avada not the whole Torah. The whole Torah does not apply to Ben Melech. Alright, we'll stop here. Then you on the next tape. You were holding that Samech Omer Aleph. Can you say what the first two dots? It says again, we have Lezi Reino Afal HaKrayim. That a Ben Melech is also Mizer HaKrayim. You know how the meaning you had to be noticed? Oma Shmuel Yomakra, the person says in the Yikra, es chukai sai tishmu. Chukai sai tishmu, so the Darshna means, chukim shechakati lecho, chukim that was said already from before that was said to Ben Melech. Shechakati lecho kvar, and what the person continues on, it says, behem techo le sabi a klayim, feso becho le sizu a klayim. It says these two averis, mashmu these two averis also apply to Ben Melech. So Darshna like this, Ma behem tochor b'havor, just like here behem tochor, means you can't put two different meanings together, is afsor tochor b'yakovor. What type of an is of klein are we talking about over here, b'sede? Not planting two types of seeds, but grafting two different types of trees. And ma behem tochor, just like the is of havor, the two behemoths, b'ein b'yoretz, b'ein chutzlots, applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutzlots, afsor tochor, the same is not to graft trees, is bein boetz, bein lechutz loetz, so it applies both in Eretz Yisrael and lechutz loetz. So that's how you know that a bein melech is also mizra in the use of klayim, the use of grafting trees. For the Gemara, if you dash from the word as chukaisai, means chukim shechakak lecho, goes upon before from bein melech, and the meyatif say, when the Pesach says, who shemartem as chukaisai, he has mishpotai, maybe dash from the rest of it's a lesson of a shmira to watch the whole Torah, so maybe also, when it says es chukaisai, maybe also means chukim shechokakti lechokvar, means chukim that I gave before already to Ben Melech, that maybe means the whole Torah is given to Ben Melech. So now it says, no, hosim over there, ushmatem es chukaisai tahashta. That means that the chukim that I'm giving you right now, the tired mitzvah that I'm giving to Klal Yisrael, hocha b'lal apostakir, es chukaisai, es chukaisai tishmi, here the Darshan means chukim timikor mashma. Chukim shechakak lechor, they're already given to Bnei Melech, which means these two are very reserved. Our role is klayim, and the Yisrael of a sadecha of grafting trees. Now back to Mishnah, it says, Rama Bishra ben Korcho, he has the role of the Yisrael Megadev, only if the person curses Hashem with Hashem's name. Now what's called Hashem's name? Omer Rav Acha by Yaakov. Einei chaye v'at shivorech shein ben arba oisiyos. So you have to use at least like Yudkei Vodka, at least the name of four oisiyos. La Fuke, what does it mean that? Beish Tereisif, you only use the word like Kol, Yud Kei, with that alone you're not Chayiv Yisr, that's not Yisr Vagadish. Do I think that Beish Tereisif, the way for that you're not Chayiv? Someone says Pshit, of course not. The Mishnah says clearly, it says like the Mishiv and Kolka said, that Yaki Yosi Yos Yosi Kanan. Remember that Mishnah, the Russian was Yosi Yos Yosi Kanan. The Rabbi picked the nickname of Yosi, because it's full Yosi Yos. So see clearly, the God of needs to use, it needs the name of Hashem, the full Yosi Yos. Someone says no. Ma'adatam, I would have thought to say, Musa Biyam Udinokat. That the Mishnah says an expression in the Shul of Yosi, he just don't pick the name. But not to teach us that the name of Hashem has to be at least four Isis. Maybe even two Isis would be enough to be Mechayiv. Ko? Kamashvian, that's the Chiddush. Of Rabach, Rabbi Yaakov, no. So the Shul of Koch and Mishnah said the Russian of Yosi, Ben Yosi, meant that Bedaf could teach us that you only Chayiv if you use at least the name of Dalet Isis. That's the shame that you use to curse Hashem with. It could be almost something like this, that Omer Rav Acha by Yaakov, Shema Nimef Na Mishnah, we hear that Shem Ben Arba Isyos, Nami Shemu. That if you curse Hashem with the name of Fu Isyos, of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's also called Hashem Yichayiv. For the Mav Sheet, of course, it says the Mishnah clearly, Yaakov Yosios Yosio Tanan. Now that's the deviation, like the nickname for Hashem, just to say it's enough to use the Isyos of Fu Isyos. So what do you teach from me? The Mishnah says it's not Hashem's name of Horatius. So Moses says no. Ma, the time I would have to say, Adi Kashem Rabbim, maybe until you haven't need the Shem Hamafelish of 42 Horatius, Rashi says, Unusa Biyamu Dinata. That the Mishnah says the Lashon of Yosi is just an abbreviation, like a nickname for Hashem. Kamash Ruan, that's the Kiddush now, that you did not need the Shem Hamafelish. But as long as you use the name of Hashem, Philosios, for that you're called in a God that you be Chayiv Nisa. Then the Mishnah says, Nignu Hadin, the rest of the Bezdin Paskin is clear that they're going to Chayiv this person Nisa for the Maisa of Megadis that he did. Now we call the Eidim and we listen to the oldest one to hear exactly what was the lashon that the person used. And it says, Eidim, that the Bezdin there has to stand up. You know, and how do we know this? On the Yitzchak Barami, the Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, the Ehud bore a love, and Ehud came to him. He was lying down on the attic. Shalom Levada was his private room. And Ehud said to Melech Eglein, kim li alech. I have the words of Hashem to you. I want to tell you what Hashem has to say. So it says, Vayokem Yalakisi, stood up from his seat. And now, with our late Vorm Kavachon is the Kavachon. Well, my Eglon, Melech Moyev, Mad was just the king of Moyev, Eglon. Shinoch, he was a day. For Yoda, he did not know all of the Kimei, only because the king of Hashem, Eglon, he stood up, is Yisrael. We're a Jew here in the name of Hashem. Hashem, the Mephorish, and the real Yudke Vovke, for sure, like it's kind of a common, that he has to stand up. They have to hear that the Yadim are going to hear now the Shem Hashem, they have to stand up. And then the Mishnah says, after the Bezdin hears the actual curse that he said, then Kohen, they have to rip the Begadim. You know them, how do we know that if you hear Hashem's name, you have to rip your Begadim? If you hear a curse of Hashem, you have to rip your Begadim? They say the Pesuk says in Melachim, Vayavoy Eliyokin ben Chilkiyahu. Tishav Nu HaSeifer V'yoyach Ben Osef HaMaskir El Chizkiyah. They came to Chizkiyah and created the garden with clothing. Why? V'yagid Eliyah Divrei Rav Shekei. They said over the words of Rav Shekei, the cursed Hashem, as if they heard the curse of Hashem, they had to rip up the garden. So here we hear that if you hear the curse of Hashem, you know who is to rip you up the garden. Now it says the Mishnah Loi Machin. That after the Dayanim ripped their clothing, when they heard from the aid, the Birchas Hashem, when they heard the exact curse of Hashem, they ripped their clothing, and it says, Loi Machin, they're not allowed to resell it, you can't sell it back. We know, and how do we know this, that a Kriya Yimesh, because of the Birchas Hashem, you have to leave it Loilom. Amar Abavua, ask your Kriya Kriya. Where Exera Shava Kriya Kriya? Sivak, it says over here, Kriya Begodim. When they heard the curse of Rav Shokei, so they ripped their clothing.
Uksiv Hasim, it says another pasuk by Elisha, the Elisha Raya. When Elisha saw the Eliyahu another reviving him, Vu Mitzayek, he was screaming, Ovi Ovi, Rechav Yisrael of Roshav, Vu Eliyahu Oid, he's not going to see Eliyahu anymore, the Yachazek, the Begodah, he grabbed onto his clothing, Vayikroim, and he ripped them. The Shnayim Kroim, he ripped them into two pieces. And pieces, it says, Vayikroim, Lishnayim, ripped them into two, Kroim pieces. So the question is, Mimashma Shinema Vayikroim Lishnayim, if the prophet says he ripped his clothing into two, Eni Yodei Shem Kroim, don't I know that they're in pieces? Umatam Lem Kroim, why does the prophet have to repeat itself and say, Kroim, it's in pieces? Malamu to teach us, Shem Kroim Lielam, that they have to stay in pieces Lielam, that there's an issue, you're not allowed to sew it back. That's the mission of V'loi Miachin, you cannot re-sew this rip. Tana Rabbanan, what like this? Echad HaShemeya, whether you hear the curse of Hashem, V'yechad Shemeya Mepi Shemeya, because even if you hear it just said over, you heard the way somebody says over what somebody else said, but if you hear the Birkas Hashem, it's Chayav L'Kroya, you have to rip your clothing. But for your Eidim, Ein Chayav L'Kroya, but the Eidim that are saying it over now in Beis Din, when they say it in Beis Din, they don't have to rip the clothing. Why? Shekvah Koru B'Shash Hashama. Because at the time when they heard the person really say the Birchas Hashem, at that time they ripped the clothing. So it's enough one time. For the Gemara, V'Chikoru B'Shash Hashama Mahevei Hokor Shama Hashta. So what? They ripped it one time when the Eidim heard the person say the Birchas Hashem. But right now that they're saying it over again, they should have to rip. They should have to rip again. They're hearing it. If you hear yourself say something, it's also called you hearing it. So since you're hearing yourself say it, you should have to rip the clothing again. So more says, let's talk about that. You can't think. The Siddur Pasuk says, "Vayihi kishmai hamelech Hizkiyo el divrei Rav Shakam vayikru es begodav hamelech Hizkiyo." So Vayik is hamelech Hizkiyo kara. The heim lo karu, heis the shluchim came and told Chizkiyahu HaMelech what Rav Shkoka said, that he cursed Hashem, to say the king ripped his begodim, but not the shluchim, not the messengers. Why not? Because they ripped their clothing before when they heard it. So you see, if you ripped once, and then you say it over to somebody else, you do not have to rip a second time. So here in Beis Din, the Eidim do not have to rip the clothing a second time, because they already made the kriya, the shofar heard it. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, HaShemeya Haskoro Mipi Ovi Kichovim, Ein Echayiv L'Kroya. If you hear a goy, curse Hashem, that's not so gefelach. For that you don't have to rip your begodim. It's only if another Jew becomes a Megadeth, it makes a call, a curse of Hashem. But if a goy curses Hashem, for that you don't have to rip your begodim. If you're telling me, you can ask me a question, why? Rav Shoko, it says that was the Maestro of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that Rav Shoko cursed Hashem and he ripped his begodim. The Torah says, Yisrael Mumahaya, he was a Jew, just he was a Mumi, he went against Hashem, but he was a Jew, for him to curse Hashem, there's a Chiyah Kriya. But if a real guy curses Hashem, there's no Chiyah, whoever hears it, to be Kriya, to rip the clothing. The guy we had before is Chayiv Misa for it, but we're not Mechuyev to rip our clothing. Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Ein Koren Elo Al Shem HaMiyuchim Bovad. You only have to rip your clothing if you hear the way the Jew says out Hashem's name to Shem HaMiyuchim, and not a Kinui. Even though before we had a Ribui, that if he curses Hashem with Kinui and with other names of Elokov, Tzvokos, Shakai, also there's a din of Birchas Hashem, but for that you don't have to rip your clothing. He holds you only have to rip your clothing if you hear Yud Kei Vav Kei. You hear the Shem HaMiyuchim Bovad. Myself, Afuke Kinui, not that you hear Lachim, or Shakai, or Tzvokais. Deloy. For that, you want to get the clothing. Myself, now, Pligid Rav Chiyah Batavayu. He argues in Rav Chiyah in both halachis. The Yom Rav Chiyah says, Hashemeyas Koro, Bizman Hazer, Ein Echayib Lekroya. If you hear somebody curse Hashem today, Bizman Hazer, you don't have to get the clothing. Why? What's the reason why? Shemiyat Oimikin, if you don't say like this, Everybody's begotten will be ripped. In other words, if you hear so much curses of Hashem today that everybody will be ripping the clothing. You won't be able to have a decent suit. So it must be the Rabbonim made a takono that bezman is there, you don't have to rip your clothing. So new takono bezman is there. So now the question is, Miman, who is going to curse Hashem so much even bezman is there? You remember me, Yisrael, a Jew is going to do it. Me, Pihire, Kulei Hai, is a Jew such a piker like gives up Judaism so fast that so many Jews are going to go around cursing Hashem? That's not shchiach. That's not going to happen today. And the pshitim yedikichovim, it has to be that the goyim are going to curse Hashem. So you see, he holds that even if a goy curses Hashem, also you have to rip your clothing. And secondly, if it's only when you hear the Shem's name Yitkei Vovkei, that's when you have to rip your clothing. Migmiri. Does the goyim know Yitkei Vovkei? Do they know the real Hashem's name? If anything, they'll say God. They'll say other names. They're not going to say Yadai. So you shouldn't have to rip your clothing. Elolav bikinui, that the goyim will curse Hashem with kinuyim, with other names. Ushmamina, we hear from here, according to Levhiya, that bizman azeh huduloi, if that's kore the rabbonim bizman azeh, you don't have to rip your clothing. But hovikoro, before, chayiv, that even though it was a goy, and even though he was using kinuyim, nicknames, not the real name of Hashem, still there'll be a chiyuv kriya. Because any time that person will be chayiv misa, he had before a goy is chayiv misa, even on shiluyim, till all then there'll be a chiyuv kriya. Just for mice, the Zman Hazeh, there's the minig here, if they don't rip. Then the Mishnah says that Hasheni, the second age, so only the first age repeats exactly the way the person cursed Hashem. The second age just has to say, Omer, Afani Kamo, I also heard like that. That's enough. Somer Ashlok is Shema Mino. Really here, that Afani Kamo, Kosher Badini Momnis, Obedini Nefashis. Really every single ages, all Bez Nath here is, from the first age, the complete story, and the derives it's enough if the second age says, Mito, I heard the same thing, that's enough with the Raisa. Just, Umalahu Diyavid Rabbonin. The Rabbonin made a mala, with the Rabbonin, that's not enough. With the Rabbonin and Bezdin, we always want to hear the exact Edim from all Edim, from 2, 3, 4, no matter how many Edim are there, we have to hear the complete story from everyone separately. That's only a Din to Rabbonin. Therefore, for Ocho, Kivun, Dula Yeshur, Upi Rabbon Nadi Raisa. Here it's not nice that they should repeat a second and third time the Birkas Hashem. That's why here the Rabbanu left around the Raisa. The Raisa, it's enough that one aid says the complete story. And just second or third aid just says, me too, I heard the same thing. So they leave it on the Raisa. But the opposite. These are the bad issues you're going to tell me you're going to think. That really possible, that me the Raisa. It's not enough for second aid just to say, me too, I heard the same thing. But me the Raisa, the second aid, has to say out the complete story. If so, Hocho Mishum Vloyesha, Katlinen Legavro. Even though true, it's not nice that we should hear a second time the curse of Hashem, but that's not a reason to kill a person if you don't have Edim. Like if me the Raisa, Edim means each aid has to repeat the whole story. So here also, if you have a Magadev, somebody that cursed Hashem, we would not be able to kill him until we hear from both the 3 or 4 Edim, the whole story, that have to say the whole curse. But since the Mishnah says it's enough just for the first aid, that's the proof that me the Raisa, when one aid repeats the whole story, that's really enough. The second aid only has to say, Gamani, I also heard the same thing. Now the Mishnah says, V'yashlishi yomer afani kamo. If there's a third aid there, he also has to say out his aidus. What does the Mishnah have to say it for? What do we need a third aid for? It's enough too. What do you have to say 3? Tumor says, Stoma krebekiva de makshini gimor shnayim. The Stam Mishnah wants to teach us like a bekiva shita. That when you do have 3 aidim, they're like 2. That now when you make hazama, you have to imagine all 3 of them. 2 of them is not enough. Mishnah says, Ho'ayvei da'avoydus kichodim. What's the avoyda to worship?